This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, broadcast media. This is the 23rd year. In fact, I will just do a shout-out to my good buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, because it was Groundhog Day 2011, where the Robert Scott Bell Show went from one day a week, as it had been prior, I don't know, at the 12 years at that point, to 6 days a week. And we've never stopped. We've never looked back 6 days a week since that point in time. So I don't know what day of the week Groundhog Day is this year, Super Don, but I might have to reach out to Mike for a special appearance all these years later. It'll be an anniversary of its own, right? But anyway, this hour we've got a new guest. It's like I feel bad because this is someone who we've actually quoted many times. We've referenced her books and articles, and it's like she hasn't been on the show. It's like, what's wrong with us, Super Don? What's wrong with us?
We didn't have Kevin helping us.
That's true. It's like we have been limping along on one or two or three cylinders, and then we got our buddy Kevin who's helping us to get all the people we want to get interviewed on, and we're cranking it up right now. We're almost to 1,500 guests over the years I've been doing this. So with that, let's bring into the mix, for the first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show ever, it's Jennifer Margulis. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
It's good to have you finally. You're so patient, I have to say. You're so kind and patient that you would wait all this time, and I didn't get in too much trouble, but we're glad to see your smiling face. I think we got to connect a little bit at Dr. Batar's last advanced medicine conference in South Dakota. Is that right?
Yeah, I was there.
That was my memory.
I was doing an interview. You were emceeing, and I was there and did an interview with Jonathan Otto's team for his 10-part documentary series, Vaccine Secrets.
That's right. In fact, Super Don, didn't I send you the link? Because a buddy of mine from Canada said, hey, I just saw you in that thing. That was awesome. I was like, you do these things, Jennifer. I know you've been interviewed for a lot. Sometimes you don't know that they aired. Well, they ever went. And so we found out that is in there, and you're also featured. So doing such great work over the years. Thank you for all that you're doing in your investigations.
Absolutely. Thank you for all that you're doing and spreading the word about the importance of real, lasting good health.
Yeah, now you went all the way in on education, up to the PhD level. And the question is, how do you maintain critical thinking skills? Because so much of what we see in academia over the last maybe decades, maybe longer, has been about controlling what you can investigate even. You know, that it isn't what people think. The ideals in science are more overtly coming to the fore. They're not interested in scientific methodology. They only want you to look at certain things. If you look over here, oh, you might lose all of that status and accolades and things like that. What was your experience going through the education you went to get your PhD? And give us some backstory there for our new listeners that don't know you.
Yeah, well, that's actually an excellent question. And I should say I have college-age children right now, so I've been thinking a lot about education and the importance of education. And, you know, I came from an incredibly scientific background. My mom was a microbiologist. My dad was an X-ray crystallographer. Both of them had PhDs, and I kind of needed to get a PhD kind of to keep up with the family, to be honest. I have an uncle who won a Nobel Prize in physics. I have another uncle who was the chair of the math department at MIT. And when I was when I was studying, I was absolutely on fire. I love to read. I love to write. I love to talk. And the idea that someone would pay you to do all those things because, you know, you usually get a stipend or, you know, a salary to go to graduate school was wonderful to me. But it's absolutely true, Robert, that critical thinking skills, the idea behind a good education is that you should learn to think critically, but the actual execution of education today is to kind of put people in a box and have them all think the same way. But I will say, when I was teaching at the university level, which I did for about 7 years, I was always trying to push my students to think differently and to challenge me and to give, you know, not to just go along with what I said or to believe anything, to actually think for themselves. So I will say that a good education can help you think for yourself. And, you know, hopefully you can get that out of it. And I had to unlearn a lot of what I learned. My PhD is in English. Yep.
When you said that, I was like, I remember going through university level, getting my, I call it now a degree, because, again, you don't use the sense God may have given you once you get it. Oftentimes, very few people survive it. And I said, you know what? The things I know and have known for years now, decades, in fact, and I've been broadcasting on, were because I had to unlearn first all the things I was indoctrinated to believe about the world around me up to through and through university level. So for me, when somebody says they have a degree, I don't automatically go, oh, man, that's awesome, except I understand what it takes to get there. But my question is, all right, let's see how you're using it. Do you have critical thinking skills or not? I agree. The ideal would be in higher education, deeper levels of critical thinking you would be asked to achieve, right? But that's not always happening. In fact, in the medical realm, it's the last thing they want to happen. So guiding our children.
That's true. Yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing is that we humans are social creatures and we want to belong and we want to be part of a community. So being part of a community usually means thinking the same way. And that's what happens in academia is that you get awards and accolades when you go along with what everybody else is going along with and when you choose safe subjects. So what I learned from, you know, from doing a degree, my PhD is in English from Emory University. I did a master's degree in comparative literature from UC Berkeley, and I have a BA in Russian and English from Cornell. And what I learned from all of that education is, you know, how to do research and how to think critically. But what I had to unlearn was, you know, kind of groupthink and not kind of going along just to get along and to be safe. And also I had to learn I had to teach myself how to write. So theoretically I was learning how to write. I was teaching students how to write, but academic writing is not right. As you know, no one can understand it. No one, you know, it's very turgid and abstruse, and that's the last way that I want to write, or speak for that matter, using big words. But, you know, I want to write things that people want to read, and I want to write in a way that people can understand. So I see myself as a translator. A lot of your listeners may not know who I am, and I'm an investigative health and science journalist, and then I write, you know, magazine articles, newspaper articles, and I write books. So right now I'm working on my 9th book, which should come out next year, except I'm a little behind on the deadline.
Talk about writing. You're a prolific writer. We've got you linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. If you don't know about Jennifer's work, I mean, she including the vaccine-friendly plan, working on that with Paul Thomas, who we've had on a number of times, also the addiction spectrum. I mean, so many amazing things that you've written about, plus, again, your articles and magazines and different things. Clearly, you survived your education. I was at Emory University. I don't know if we were there at the same time. Again, I survived it and had to unlearn some of the stuff I learned there even. And these are, you know, high-level research education facilities. But as we learned later, that a lot of this was biased based on what? Having a control of what's being investigated and in keeping with people within that box. And so I don't dispute that people aren't smart or intelligent to go through these high-level university trainings. It's just a question of whether they can break free of also the limitations that have been borne about over the centuries now of controlling what I would call even reality, right, in terms of the whole history of the elites going to university. It wasn't that everybody went. Now it's almost everybody goes. But I've counseled my children, if you don't want to go to those places, I am perfectly fine. Because of knowing what I experienced and that I had to unlearn most of it anyway, and I was in debt and I had to pay it back, took X number of years. Is that the right path for you? You really got to want it and understand what you're going into. And I think parents like yourself also are talking to their kids about it. You really got to do it. It's not just for liberal arts and partying.
Absolutely. But Robert, as you know, because you've got children too, kids are going to find their own way and make their own mistakes. And you can talk to them as much as you want, and they may or may not, you know, follow
of course,
along. And
yeah.
Sometimes they do is the opposite of what you do, you know. So my kids, to get back at me, they love to eat junk food.
Oh, no, they didn't. See, you know, it's interesting because I know you're aware of dietary choices are better. What we did, and people ask me this all the time, how do you get your kids to eat clean, organic food? It's like, well, first of all, that's all we ever had. That's all they ever had. And when they wanted to go out with their friends, I'd say, you know what? If they offer you food, try it. See how it makes you feel. And they get sick, and they're like, I don't think that's good. And I never had the opportunity to learn that lesson until much later in life. So they made the choices based on their own choices, and I agree. We have to respect their upbringing so they learn things. But I remember, and I've told this story many times, my daughter, I think she was about 4 years of age, and she would go to a friend's house at that age. You know, you'd have play dates and things, and the moms would say, here, you want some cookies or something? And she'd say, is it organic? At four. And then the parents were like, well, and then some of them would say yes. And then she would say, let me see the box. Cause she almost the first word she learned to read was organic. And, yet now again, at 16 and my son is 22, of course they've had the freedom to make other choices and they do, but they're very sensitive to what their bodies tell them. And I said, I wish I had known that. I probably wouldn't have been as sick in my young life. But again, this is how we learn so that I can do what I do out in the world to try and teach people to do things I've learned and better.
So it sounds like you and I had a similar experience because I grew up, you know, eating Fruit Loops and
yes,
Pop-Tarts and
totally.
Boyardee and yeah. And, you know, and having a lot of stomach problems and having to take antibiotics and being plagued with allergies and asthma
yeah.
as a kid. And it's interesting because both my husband and I had allergies as children, and we have four children, and none of them had any allergies for their whole childhood. My my oldest daughter has a little bit of hay fever now, but didn't ever have it when they should have been sort of genetically predisposed to it. But like for me, being interested in food, reading the labels, you know, really pushing out that message, which is really a radical. I know not in the circles that you run in, Robert, but to tell people to eat real food is like one of the most radical things that you can tell someone to do.
Isn't that crazy? It is. It's rich. But sorry, I know. But
we're not eating food, and go into the home of any mainstream or even slightly crunchy doctor in America and go look in their on their shelves and go look in their refrigerator, and you'll get the answer to why so many Americans are so sick right there on the soup pantry shelf.
Which is the great disappointment I have for allopathic medicine. Didn't know it growing up, right? Thought that was the way to go, but not one doctor I ever met asked my parents when I was a kid with all the sickness I had, well, what are you guys eating, right? You know, how are your bowel movements? I was hospitalized with constipation as a child. That's how bad my bowel movements were. And you know, the funny story is that my dad worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company, so I'm sure we got free enemas. You know, save some money on the bill. But that was before. I was like, whoa, what are you doing? Now they want to anal swab everybody. It's got crazy. Just outrageous.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Beijing has gone back to using those anal swabs. So
yes.
Right, 2 weeks before the Olympics, they've announced that they're doing that testing because it's more accurate than the nasal swabs.
You can't make it up, which proves my point, what I've been saying from the beginning. The COVID tests are crap. And they were that way, and they are that way even today. Yeah.
Now they're literally crap. That was
exactly. Exactly. Oh, Jennifer, now the name Margalus, I remember from, you know, when I was doing a lot of research early on in my homeopathic career and reading books voraciously, one of the names I came across in one of the great books I read was by Lynn Margalus. And you mentioned a lot of relatives in terms of writing and research and such. Was there any relation to Lynn?
Yeah. So Lynn Margalus was my mom.
Oh, no. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
One of the most impactful.
I'm glad that you're saying that because the book that I'm writing right now that's overdue is actually a book about her life and her science. And,
oh,
you know, she
God.
Was a preeminent microbiologist, and she grew up on the south side of Chicago. And when she was 16 years old, she met the astronomer Carl Sagan, who was 19. They got married when she was 19. And they had their first child, which is my oldest brother, when she was 21. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have heard of Carl Sagan, and a lot fewer people have heard of Lynn Margalus. But, of course, her...
God.
Theories are so important right now to everything that's going on in the world and in science today.
Yeah, well, your family lineage in science is amazing to me. I understand that the what we call the incarnations of people, souls that come together, and your family and your mom, I had no idea because that was one of the most formative books that I read in my early years as a homeopath. I'm like, psh. I'm so impressed. I can't wait to read the book about your mom from your perspective, too. That's amazing.
I can't wait for that book to be ready for you to read, Robert.
Oh, please, please. I'm ready. Come on. Let's end the show now so you can get back to it. No, I don't want to end the show now. It's great to finally have you on board here. Jennifer, you again, what I'm learning here about you is I don't know how these things escaped. We went to the same university. I don't know if we were there at the same time or not. But it's kind of wild, the whole history here. And of course, our backgrounds in terms of allergies and things. And you point out the very thing I point out about my kids. No chronic diseases, no allergies. It's like, wait a second. I was chronically ill. I was a poster boy for every allergy known to man. My wife, chronically ill, vaccine injured, mercury toxic. We had all kinds of ailments. She had all kinds of ailments. And how is it that our kids, one generation down, because we cleaned up our act the best we could, and look at the correction that nature can make. If we do diligently, what we now learn is, hey, it matters what you eat, right? It matters whether stuff is pollution coming into you, right? Airborne, foodborne, waterborne, etc. And also, what can we do to accelerate the cleansing of the bodies, right, that have been gunked up and accumulated?
I'll tell you a funny story. Well, maybe not a funny story, but my daughter, a couple of years ago, so we have 4 children, and my youngest is 12 years old, and she went to a sleepaway camp. She was very excited to go, and it's really far away in Sisters, Oregon, and I had to drive her about an hour and a half to the bus, and, you know, we get there, and there are these nice young counselors who are checking everybody in, and they said, okay, great, where's her medication? And I said, she doesn't have any medication, and they said, well, what is she allergic to? And I said, well, she's not allergic to anything, and they said, well, what medication is she allergic to? And I said, well, I don't know, because she's never taken any medication, so right now, that's sort of fill it out as not applicable. And this other mom was right behind me with a younger child, and she literally, for less than 1 week of camp, she handed the counselor these 2 huge bags full of prescription medications. And the mom was just looking at me sort of flabbergasted with her jaw open. And she said, she said something like, wow, you're so lucky. And, I could just see this, kind of feeling of grief on her face because her daughter was dealing with so many chronic problems. And that is not to blame parents, Robert, because it is not the parents' fault. We are in a system that makes money and profits on our poor health. So the less healthy your child is, the more doctors, the more big pharma stays in business. And it's a fundamental conflict of interest, which is something I explore in one of my books, which is called Your Baby, Your Way, about how our parenting decisions are really influenced in all the wrong ways by for-profit medicine. And I think that parents can sometimes hear that and say, well, what's wrong with me? My kid has had an antibiotic every 3 months. And it's not what's wrong with you. It's that we're in a system that's broken that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, and I don't blame my mom and dad. Mom's here watching right now. She's like, go, go. She's almost 88 on the 29th of January. That's this Saturday. 88, and she's been through, the traditional allopathic medicine originally from Israel and came to America. And I would say if anybody wants to give my mom a gift for her birthday, get her book, which is on Amazon too. Life of Many Colors, my journey from Israel to America. It's fascinating what she's seen in her life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The East Coast under a deep freeze. Tens of thousands of people waking up Sunday without power. 1,400 flights canceled. Another 650 delayed in the U.S. according to FlightAware. The storm is said to be one of the worst to hit the East Coast in 4 years. North Korea ramping up its weapons testing Sunday, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile that the regime has tested in 5 years. Epoch Times says no injuries or damage reported. Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Menendez, and the top Republican, Senator Jim Risch, telling CNN State of the Union on Sunday that they're closing in on a deal on sanctions against Russia for ramped-up tensions over Ukraine. Senators saying they plan to finalize legislation early this week. You are listening to USA Radio News. A nor'easter on the East Coast continuing to leave its mark. Hurricane-forced winds battering much of the East Coast, along with heavy snow making travel treacherous or impossible, flooding coastlines and threatening to leave bitter cold in its wake. 1,400 flights have been canceled nationwide and another 650 delayed, according to FlightAware. 9 people are dead. At least one person is in critical condition after 6 vehicles crashed in northern Las Vegas on Saturday. A vehicle was speeding when it crashed into multiple vehicles after running a red light. And 13 people were killed when their van overturned and flipped into a ditch in central Mexico. Another 10 people were injured. Some of the victims who died were trapped inside the vehicle. 13 people hospitalized due to a carbon monoxide exposure in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio. 2 of those said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, this is the thing. We only know what we know when we know it. And I always urge people to have compassion, including for those that have gotten the jabs, the experimental injections now, which is a big point of contention in our society, the divisiveness, the division based on the fear of the germ once again, this whole basis that has corrupted our ability to think critically about the world around us and the world within us, that if indeed germs were the killers that we were told that they are, then nobody would be alive. No animals, no humans, because we're more microbe than man or woman. And that's a reality. And then we get into issues of virological discussion in the virome, and, oh, man, it gets even weirder. What we've just believe because we've been told because the experts have said it, and you start pushing back. You're like, oh, no, you're the crazy people. But now we're finding, and like with the big event yesterday in D.C., and I just watched Senator Ron Johnson had a hearing in his own at the Senate today with a lot of those same people, but all doctors, scientists, researchers, and everything coming to the same conclusion. Finally, about these things, that they're not operating on science anymore or scientific principle. They are actually defying it for another purpose. Now, we could say, as you point out, economic conflicts of interest or population reduction goals due to other economic imperatives as well. But this is very important to understand. So it's not in the realm of conspiracy. It's in the realm of criticality in terms of what has transpired over decades, maybe even centuries, to lead us to this point.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so hard to tease these things out, isn't it? And everybody, I tend to think this is where you and I are probably totally different. So we can take off our gloves and start punching at each other. But, you know, I always want to see the best in everyone. I always want to believe that even these talking heads, oh, I see the crease in the forehead already.
I love it. I love the punch because I want to see the best in everyone. I just recognize that we all have the ability to make, let's say, I'll just say it nicely, really poor decisions. I've screwed up in my life, right? But I can't excuse the behavior in the midst of when it harms somebody else, right? So we got to call them out on what they're doing, yet still I urge compassion for those people that have been programmed as I was programmed.
So I have a very close family member who called me crazy, who said I was lying, used the word lies 3 times in this rant. And, you know, this particular family member was very upset because I was sharing CDC data. So I was sharing peer-reviewed science and CDC data to make the point that these experimental jabs are not as safe as we've been told. I mean, the fact that we have over 22,000 reported deaths directly following the vaccine, and that I actually know 2 people personally who died within hours, 6 hours after getting the vaccine, a 32-year-old young man who wanted to get it so that he could travel. And then one of my neighbors who got the first shot and then died, and she was 80 years old, but she never went back for the second shot because she died within that window, like just about a week or two later. And I asked every single one of our mutual friends, we have lots, oh, do you think this vaccine has anything to do with it? And they said, oh, no, definitely not, nothing. So one of those deaths was, it's on the death certificate. It was absolutely confirmed. The other death is one of that has not been reported. But because I talked about this with a family member, they got very upset with me and they said I was a liar and I'm crazy. And the truth is, like, coming from that amount of fear and upset, and then said to me at the end of the conversation, we never can talk about this again. I want you to agree that you will never bring this subject up with me again. And I said, when in your entire life have you said it's not okay to talk about something? But I said, absolutely, we don't have to talk about it. And throughout the whole, you know, COVID craziness, I have been asking this family member to talk to me and to talk about science. And the same person said, I won't talk to you about science because I'm not going to win that debate. And I thought, I didn't know it was about winning or losing. I thought it was about sharing information. I always want to be willing to change my mind. When I know better, I want to do better. And I want to be open-minded enough that when I find information that makes me deeply uncomfortable, that creates cognitive dissonance, that instead of killing the messenger, which is what my family has done,
right.
I actually open my mind. And I try to integrate and understand and grapple with the information. But what I was trying to say before was just that I know a lot of doctors, a lot of holistic minded doctors, but I also know a lot of conventional mainstream doctors. And I will say that I don't think a single one of them, and I know this is going to sound really naive, but the older I get, Robert, the more naive I become. I don't know a single one of them who isn't genuinely, sincerely believing that they are giving people the best advice, doing the best they can, and trying to promote health. So even the doctors who I know are doing it wrong and who are seeing poor outcomes in their practices, yeah, I believe that they are doing it from a place of genuinely wanting to be healers. And like I said, I know that's a naive point of view, but
you know, I don't know that it's naive, but I would just say to that, their sincerity is killing people. You know, so
and that's what they would say to you, right? That's what they would say to me. That's what my family members said. My family members said, you are dangerous. Your ideas are killing people. So when I tell people to get outside and exercise, to make sure they optimize their vitamin D levels, preferably through sunshine, to make love as often as they can in a mutually consensual way, to eat real food. When I tell people that, apparently I'm dangerous and I'm killing people.
Right.
But, you know, that's what they're saying about us, and that's what we're saying about them. So it's just, it's easy to generalize when you're in an echo chamber, and I like to try to get out of the echo chamber and actually have true dialogue, which is something that's missing from our society today.
Yeah, I understand. But the, I don't mean but the,
and
the delusions, right? The cognitive dissonance, of course, is quite obvious. At that point, it's very difficult to have a human interaction, right? Even one where you can disagree but still be pals, which I enjoy. I've got plenty of people that I disagree with that are best buds of mine, and it's okay. And I try to encourage people to say, we got to get past those differences. It's just a matter, I think, fundamentally, do they support our freedom to communicate?
Yes.
Right? And when they don't, then it's like there's nowhere to go.
Right. Do they support communicate? I mean, let's not even start about freedom to communicate, but let's just start about, like, do they support having a dialogue with somebody?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you.
Oh, hold on. We got to take a break. I apologize for our friends at Brighteon.tv. They got a 2.5-minute break, and Super Don didn't remind me. I don't know why, but I'm throwing him under the bus. All right. Stand by. More with Jennifer Margulis after this break. Okay, we can talk behind the scenes now because Brighteon.tv.
They're flexible.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I was like, I'm loving the conversation, Jennifer. That's why. It's like it's easier to lose track and then Super Don, I don't know what he was doing. He's usually busy.
I was listening. I was.
He was into it too. So he's got a good excuse as well. Anyway, no. Truly adore you and love the discussion. I think this is so important to do. So by all means.
I wanted to say, when we come back, I hope I'll remember. I want to tell you the story about a doctor in our community. Well, in my former community.
And Super Don, you got to tell me when everybody comes back so we can join in progress. In the meantime, we can keep chatting. So that is the coolest thing about your mom and how I didn't miss that. I've been like,
I'm so glad that you said that, because I'm in trouble. In fact, I'm feeling guilty for doing any media when I should be just writing the book. And my editor is so frustrated with me because I'm usually a very on-time person and I'm quite behind.
Well, you know what? Your editor can say you can only do one show from now on, the Robert Scott Bell Show, because he reminds you that you need to complete that book.
Yes. It's been quite a ride. I mean, our publisher has been bought twice now, I think.
They're not playing the break.
And I've had
they're not playing the break? Okay. Well, we thought we were on break with Brighteon.tv. Apparently, they haven't gone to break. So let me know if they do. Monitor the feed. And we got Jennifer Margulis on and just having a great discussion with her, catching up on years of not being connected. A lot of our history is very similar in some sense. And what we've gone through from a health challenge, medical-wise, conclusions we've come to. I sure hope that I don't come off as a mean ogre trying to yell and scream at people that disagree with me about this. Because, again, I urge compassion, but, you know, I also recognize as we were going to that point where we're going to come back to about communication. And, again, my reason for being in a big way is about freedom, right? Those who oppose freedom, that's the line that draws. If they try to force me to do something I don't want to do or, you know, prohibit me from doing something I want to do, that's where, because those people that I disagree with, I support them in their choice even if I disagree with it. And I think that's a fundamental, you know, human level of dignity that you have. Look, we can disagree and you want to do that. I'll try to inform you. I'll engage in debate with you about what I believe, but ultimately the decision is yours. I'm not going to use the power of government to stop you from making a mistake that I perceive as a mistake. Don't use the power of government to stop me from making a mistake that you perceive as a mistake.
Robert, how do you counter the argument that your right to freedom stops when it becomes harmful to me, right? The idea is, like, you don't have the freedom not to put a seatbelt on your child, for example.
Right.
What do you say
well,
to that?
Look, in our generation, Jennifer, seatbelts were something we looked at, we didn't wear, right? We were standing up in cars. We were standing up in the back of pickup trucks, and somehow we lived. Now, that's not to say we couldn't have been harmed or could have been killed. Man, I was jumping things on my bike without a helmet. The same point is their argument right now is about a false theory or paradigm, a belief system that germs coming from me by virtue of my very breathing will somehow kill them. Or kill somebody else. We know it's a false belief, but the perspective there is a very libertarian one. Excuse me, that you don't have a right to harm me in the action of no, your rights. You're exerting your rights, but if your rights violate my rights, but then we have a perspective on rights that we have to get to, right? Do I have a right to breathe freely, or do I, because you're afraid of germs, do I have to now live in isolation and cover my mouth in a, I would call it a satanic ritual in that sense. So now we get into a belief system, like one religion trying to dominate another, because my perception of their belief in science is actually more cult-like devotion and religious-like, rather than, hey, here's all the data that shows that your breathing is a deadly event, and therefore you must teach your children that, on and on. So it's a difficult one, because they don't have that perception, and they're quite offended when you point out that they're arguing a belief, not a valid scientific, you know, kind of, here's the thing, and here it is, everybody agrees, oh, consensus. That's democracy. Two oncologists and a homeopath voting on what to do for your cancer, right? That the homeopath never gets a say. You know, that's, but democracy is dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, now in New York City, of course, you know, but anyone over the age of 5 is no longer welcome in public spaces if they can't show proof of having a for-profit, liability-free pharmaceutical product. So when did we become a society that believes that you are dirty, you are unclean, you are sick, and still until proven healthy, and in order to be proven healthy, you have to take a for-profit pharmaceutical that has minted 9 new billionaires. I mean, that's where the thinking really starts to break down. And then when you call people out on their cognitive dissonance, like, I don't think it's for the good of humanity or for any American, you know, society or a free and fair democracy, to whether democracy is good or bad is another conversation, but, you know.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
The scope of questioning and other things now are finally coming to that realization that you may have, certainly I did growing up, and I've been broadcasting about, not because I hate doctors. In fact, I thought doctors would hate me for bringing it up, but quietly some of my best friends were some of the top doctors and are in the world. They were quietly cheerleading me on, please, Robert, I tell people to listen to your show because I can't say what you say or else I'd get in trouble, right? And so that's the point of the integrity within the community, doing their best in a difficult situation. Now, that doesn't excuse those that know better and don't do better. That's a whole different discussion. But right now, they are becoming acutely aware of the danger of their own profession, and those that are in it for the right reasons that are willing to step up and say it are going to come out of this, and they'll still be respected, and there'll be a place for them. But those that don't are going to be rightly, of their own accord, denigrating themselves. And they're not going to be able to buy a patient, because who would go there?
I mean, the doctor that I was telling you about before is someone who's incredibly successful and who was sort of the number one vaccinator in their area, as, you know, based on all of the extra that they were getting from the insurance companies, and now is going to completely change. Asked me to give a copy of our book, The Vaccine Friendly Plan, said that, you know, they have so many patients that they can make change from the inside out. They're doing it quietly and they're doing it under the radar, but I do think that that's happening more and more. Like you said, allopathic doctors who have only benefited from the system, have never had a reason to question it, have kept their blinders on, are ripping those blinders off now because it's just too egregious. There's just too many problems. We're just in too much of a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a good thing, even though it feels so incredibly painful right now.
Like, I see the benefits already happening from within it. Not often do we recognize it at that time. And like I didn't see in my own life, Jennifer, about my suffering at the time, that it was actually happening for my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
The more we can shorten that timeline in terms of our suffering and recognizing why and how and the benefit, the faster we can get through this, and the faster also we can come to levels of appreciation about the experience we're all going through. At one point, we look back and went, remember those sucky years of COVID? It actually, like, wow, it really woke up, us up culturally as well in so many ways to find ways to work together rather than having animosity among, you know, this is the pathway through that. We've got to be it's got to become a festering wound to go, oh, it's really there. It's not like hiding, right? Now it's out. Now we've got to find a way to heal.
when my family is willing to talk to me again, then I'll agree with. I love your optimism, and I think you're right. And it's hard to remember when you're in the midst of such a difficult struggle, and you've been canceled from, you know, everything basically because you're somehow unclean and untouchable. So I'm looking forward to the day when we can sit down and have these conversations across the aisle, so to speak, at least for me, with my own much beloved and very misled family members, you know?
Well, send them over to me. I'd be happy to talk with them. Send them right. No, that might not be good.
Live on the air and see how that goes.
Oh, my gosh. That would be great. So you're a refugee from Ashland, Oregon. And it's funny, my wife and I, when we were in Florida thinking about, we were kind of getting the sense we needed to move, and we didn't know where to go. I was looking at Ashland because it was like so beautiful, so much organic food. I found my first organic pizza place years ago there. I don't even know it's still there. And Super Don, of course.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Super Don, you know, remember I visited because you were in, where was it, Medford at the time, right?
Right.
Which is all in that area. And yet come to find out that those people that I align with in terms of diet and lifestyle in a lot of ways almost became the cheerleader for this authoritarian medical state, as you said, like the Ashland Co-op, which is an amazing place with great food and all that. And yet they are the almost enforcers of the state, which is like used to be the left was the don't trust the government and the pharmaceutical companies. Now they've become again the policemen and women for these things. So it's kind of weird. So you left Ashland, and did you find a place?
Yeah, I mean, the thing, it's baffling to me, and it's so disappointing because I used to be like a walking advertisement for Ashland, Oregon. It's 15 miles from the California border. My son is still there finishing his last semester of high school. And, you know, it's a beautiful place full of people who care about healthy food and exercise and organic living. And it has become one of the worst places on the planet. More dictatorial and totalitarian, people shaking their fingers at each other and saying, no, you can't do that. You have to comply, which is just like how Israel has responded. It's really shocking and disappointing, Robert, but it is.
Well, you know, Jennifer, what's not shocking and disappointing is you and your first appearance on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I hope we have a lot more appearances with you. It's been fun. We got about 20 seconds before we got to take a break. And by the way, up at Patreon, our interview with Chris Exley is up there now, the video interview that you heard this weekend. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.